Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It's a little bit after 10 or 10 o'clock in Central Time Zone, and I'm glad you're listening or going to listen the topic of the source of the gospel. Now, I'm taking my notes from Skip Heitzig's sermon and commentary on Romans, the book of Romans, and this is his notes. So I'm going to be reading his notes. So what I'm trying to do is get rid of this thing in on my the furnace, so I couldn't see my notes. Okay, it's the source. Now in verse 1, in Romans chapter 1, which will I'm going to read right now. Is Romans chapter 1, verse 1, beginning of Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. So what we want to talk about today is the gospel of God. It says in verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. So we're going to be discussing the source of the gospel, where the gospel came from, and its validity, its authority, its authentication, and we'll do that in the next 15 minutes. Excuse me why I try and get into a less noisy room. This is less noisy. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, let's begin. This is the source of the gospel that the whole New Testament is about. That's what we're going to be discussing today, where the New Testament, the source of the New Testament comes from. Okay. Its source is in God. No human would create the gospel story. Nobody would write a story that says all men are condemned apart from Jesus Christ. Man-made religions are all about what man can do for God. I'm going to say that again. Man-made religions are about what man can do for God. The goodness of mankind. The gospel is about what God has already done for man, the goodness of God. So this is what we're talking about, what God has already done for man, not what man and his religion is trying to do for God and work his way to heaven. This is, the gospel is what God has already done for man, the goodness of God. The apostles didn't invent the gospel. They discovered it as it was revealed to them. First, 2 Peter 1:16 tells us that. For we have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. The New Testament is not, it has been anticipated all along. Matthew 5:17 says, Jesus said, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but fulfill. Jesus came. That's what the New Testament's about, his fulfillment of the Old Testament. The New Testament is the Old Testament contained. The old is the new explained. The New Testament is the Old Testament contained. It says New Testament is contained in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is the New Testament explained. Okay. St. Augustine said that. Now, again, in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 31 through 34, Jeremiah says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, but which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord," Lord Jehovah. "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write in it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." That's now. "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." That's the gospel. That's the New Testament, the fulfillment of Jeremiah, what we're talking about right now. Okay, Acts chapter 2, 16, the New Testament. "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Peter said that in his message. Again, referring back to the Old Testament, explaining what Jesus had done. Acts 26:22, this is Paul giving his testimony before the Jewish leaders, Jews, and Roman leaders. Acts 26:22, "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say." Paul again, referring to the Old Testament, referring to the prophets and Moses. This is what they said would come, and I'm telling you, it's come. That's what Paul was saying. It came and was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our resurrected Lord and Savior. The gospel is part of a continuous, progressive revelation that started in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Continued through Genesis 22 and the Exodus, and was predicted in Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, and about 300 other scriptures. Biblical prophecy is not just a good guess. No, it always contains multiple contingencies that cannot be known or controlled. Evidence that divine authorship is involved. And finally, Luke 24:25 says, this is what Jesus said after he resurrected from the dead. "Then Jesus said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." That's the source of the gospel. And that's what Paul was talking about. That's the source. The gospel is what we just explained. And if you have any questions about this and the gospel about Jesus Christ, he fulfilled over 300 prophecies. And you could go into Daniel and they figured out to the day through the scriptures. The scribes knew that Jesus was to be born. That's why Herod had all the babies, two and under, younger, killed when he heard that Jesus was born. He knew he was born, and he tried to kill him. And that was because the scribes looked into the Old Testament, the scriptures, and seen that he was to be born. So have faith in the scriptures. There is no exaggeration to the scripture, none at all. There's one thing I want to reiterate that was said that I said earlier, and it was that, well, a few things. Man-made religions are about what man can do for God, the goodness of mankind. The gospel is about what God has already done for man, the goodness of God. So The apostles did not invent the gospel. They discovered it as it was revealed to them. Again, 2 Peter 1:16, for we have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. So put your faith in the gospel. It's not just something that, what gets me is no human would create the gospel story. Nobody would write a story that says all men are condemned apart from Jesus Christ. Nobody would do that. And look at the longevity of the scriptures. Look how long they've been around. Other mythologies and legends and religions have come and gone. And a lot of religions connect themselves and piggyback off of the gospel and the scriptures, like the Mormons, like the Catholic Church, like Muslims. They all attach themselves to the scriptures and to the gospel. Jehovah's Witness do. But the true gospel is what God has already done to us and about the goodness of God. And it's explained in the old, it's prophesied in the Old Testament, and it's fulfilled in the New Testament. So enjoy reading the scriptures. And if you have any questions about it, please feel free to contact me at my email or through Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. My email is wsm217@gmail.com. My name is John Wadsworth. And I'm also a financial coach. If I can help you with your finances, and I give you money or lend you money, anything else like that, but just look at your spending habits. And if you think you're out of control spending and your bank balance is out, you're having struggles, contact me. I'll be glad to help you freely. I've did counseling for decades on addictions and people struggling with a destructive lifestyle. Well, this is the same thing. Financial coaching. Help you there. I'd love to help you there if I can. So God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you and because of its source. And see what God has already done for you. And forget about what you can do for God. He's already done more for you and has, if you trust in that, you'll be forgiven for your sins. You'll have a place in heaven. And believe in Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection. All of that was done for you and me. And we needed it. God bless you.